You're listening to
The Marne Report.
Hey, Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield. It's Brian Lund here with another edition of the Marne Report podcast. Today, I'm joined by Mr. Bo Bradley, the Installation Emergency Manager. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, what's going on, Brian? Happy to be here, partner.
I'm happy to have you here. You know, before we really hop into this, can you talk a little bit about what you do around the Rock?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the Installation Emergency Manager. So I work hand-in-hand with our DES law enforcement fire professionals. I work hand-in-hand with the hospital emergency manager, our emergency management services. And I manage emergency programs to ensure that our protected populace remains safe and secure.
And from my knowledge, it is hurricane season. So I guess that stretches from June 1st all the way into November 30th. Can you talk a little bit about hurricane season for me?
So being here in Southeast Georgia, we have a lot of different weather, but every year, we do a deep dive analysis on the threats to the installation, and severe weather, specifically hurricane season, is one of our top three threats. And when we codify a threat, that means that it could have impacts to both our soldiers, our families, and to power projection with the 3rd Infantry Division.
Yes, sir. And to the 3rd Infantry Division specifically, coastal Georgia is a little bit different as it pertains to different regions. Why is that so different?
So we have just about 70% of our soldiers and families that live in 5 to 6 of the surrounding communities. So as we move into hurricane season, and if something comes up the coast and we start monitoring it, we want to make sure that we are nested with 3rd ID to communicate what could happen, to give both the garrison commander and our senior commander the best common operating picture, because based on your geographic location where you live, you may not evacuate while other members of 3rd ID and our garrison could evacuate. I live in Long County. I've never evacuated in all of the installation evacuations in the past 10 years.
Yes, sir. And so let's look back a little bit. What have we learned from past hurricane and severe weather seasons that can help us better prepare going forward?
Great, great question. So one of the biggest lessons learned is how is U.S. Army Garrison and 3rd Infantry Division communicating to our soldiers, to our families, and to our community. And, you know, I leverage U.S. Army Garrison Public Affairs to help communicate that. The other thing that we learned, I believe it was in Hurricane Matthew, we had a lot of lessons learned as it pertained to travel vouchers. And Mr. Bill Jeffers is a great asset to the installation. And one of the things that we found out is that if a soldier and a family has 2 cars, they can evacuate with the 2 cars and they will be paid. But, you know, every time we go through one of these events, exercise or real world, we always glean great lessons learned.
And to that point, this is something we do exercise regularly, right?
We do. We have what is called a tabletop exercise that we do at the garrison level with all the directorates and key individuals. And then every year we do something with 3rd Infantry Division. This year is going to be kind of different because this is the second consecutive hurricane season that our senior commander has been on home station. As you know, he just returned from overseas. He went through our tabletop exercise last year, so we'll see what we do with 3rd ID. It'll probably be sometime in late July or August.
All right, so now let's start to look forward a little bit as we step into the season. What are some tips to help better keep the community safe as we prepare for hurricane season?
Yeah, another great question. So one of the things that we tell all of our soldiers and families, our Department of the Army civilians, start preparing now. It's never too early, and as you see something come in, maybe have a little bag already prepared, maybe a couple of old school maps, paper maps, maybe some snacks, batteries, maybe a change of clothes, underwear, socks. We call that a go bag because you never know when the senior commander would actually order the evacuation if required. And then another thing that is really close to my heart is communicate to the children on why you're evacuating. Sometimes our soldiers may be in school. Sometimes they may be TDY, or maybe they might be on a mission overseas. Sometimes the spouses that live on Fort Stewart or Hunter Army Airfield may be required to evacuate without their soldiers. So now is the time to better prepare just in case.
Yes, sir. And so as we're preparing, we want to make sure that we're mitigating things. So is there any innovative solutions or approaches that you guys are taking to make sure that we can mitigate all possible impacts?
Well, Mother Nature is very complicated to deal with, but the biggest thing that we use is getting out there and speaking to the soldiers and families. Any of the units can request a quick briefing. Usually my guys and myself, we can brief 25, 30 minutes or less to better prepare our soldiers and families. And the big thing that I'm very proud of is our partnership with U.S. Army Garrison Public Affairs. I personally have done multiple podcasts. We've done the Marne Voice, and it's just a different way to communicate how we get in touch with our soldiers and families. And we use QR codes. So we've got our hurricane season trifolds on the back. We have QR codes that take you directly to the severe weather page of the Fort Stewart home site. And then we have another QR code that takes you directly to a website that helps our soldiers and families better prepare.
Yes, sir. And so in that same tune of preparedness, as we know, there is a possibility that impacts can happen. So how are communities able to recover and rebuild if there is an event that this does happen?
Wow, you're on fire with these questions today. Great question. So I want to assure the community that if something happens to Fort Stewart or Hunter Army Airfield that's a severe weather event, the senior commander will not allow our soldiers and families to return until we have the infrastructure in place. Being down here in Georgia, we have a lot of tall pine trees, so we always have a lot of downed trees, power lines. Electrical lines are down. Roadways could be impacted. We could have damage to the infrastructure. We could have damage to housing. So immediately after a storm comes through, we start what is called damage assessments. And we start getting the basic infrastructure repaired to give the senior commander the best options to when to bring the soldiers and families back. So once that order is given, we will have the baseline services already up and running. We still might have down trees and locations, and we might have rubble, but the senior commander will not bring people back until he is assured that we have the infrastructure to support them.
And you touched on it a little bit at the end there. You talked about services. What services do we have in place where our community is able to reach out?
So we have Army Community Service based on the recommendation from the ACS director, and the garrison commander can stand up what is called an Emergency Family Assistance Center at both Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield. That is a one-stop shop to where soldiers and families, if they need any type of assistance, whether it's a AER, whether it's a new ID card, maybe they have some damage to their house or on their quarters, they don't have to go from office to office to office on Fort Stewart or Hunter. They can go to the main post chapel, they can talk to a counselor, and they can get those services right then and there. And then we also have the American Red Cross. The disaster relief will come on Fort Stewart, partner with the U.S. Army Garrison, and both agencies are a tremendous support for soldiers, families, and our retiree community.
And as we start to wrap this up, do you have any advice to the community as we step into this hurricane season? Is there anything that you can leave the people with?
Yeah, the biggest thing that and it's maybe how I'm, my mentality on things, don't be scared, be prepared. And listen to the U.S. Army Garrison social media platforms. If you are a soldier, keep in contact with your chain of command, and then we'll get through this together.
Yes, sir. I want to say thank you again for your time today. I mean, you were amazing on this podcast and just helping people out to make sure that they get the resources and that they are not just stepping into this blindly is very important. So I want to say thank you to you and your team. And yes, that's going to do it for this week's podcast of the Marne Report podcast. See you guys next week.
The Digital Garrison app is your one-stop source for all things Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield. With the DG at your fingertips, you'll never miss out on upcoming events, installation updates, facility and gate information, weather, shopping, and so much more. Digital Garrison is free from your phone's app store. Download today.